Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.J. McIntyre, International Relations, Six Capitals, Six Points of View, Ukraine Conflict. It's time for Washington, D.C., which is in an election cycle. When is it not? But this is a presidential election cycle. And the candidates, some of them are announced, more to come, more politics to do with pocketbook issues that drives the American electorate. But foreign policy is a concern for part of the electorate, certainly for the military. And right now, the question of the U.S. participation in the conflict in Europe comes down to weapon systems. We're told yet another $1 billion-plus shipment has gone to Ukraine. We're also told by voices in Washington that Ukraine has what it needs in order to launch the counteroffensive. Your measure, Professor, of right now Washington, D.C., does it now intend to win the Ukraine conflict as opposed to a tie?
That is a very, very potentially revealing question. And my answer would be is that if Washington does not win the Ukraine war, then we're going to have a long-term sort of slow boil, hot boil crisis in Eurasia. And particularly in the section of Europe that used to be the Soviet Empire, because those countries, if Russia is not defeated, they will feel they have no choice but to arm themselves to the teeth, develop nuclear weapons and all the rest, so that they don't have to depend on the United States. Having said that, I don't think that the script that the United States is following calls for a decisive victory, which is what is necessary. That's what you need in a war. You know, if you go in the hospital and they give you a lot of chemo and stuff, and then they do a PET scan and they say you're cancer-free, then you're happy. But if they say to you, well, you still got, it's coming back in the lungs, you're not happy. And we do not seem to understand that in war there is no substitute for victory, as some forgotten general said. And that's as true today in the 21st century as it was way back in the 20th century. So my sense is that we have always envisioned this as a kind of graduate school exercise in escalation, compromise, win-win solutions, making sure that nobody is upset, and then de-escalating and returning to a peace that has a very, very strong resemblance to the way things looked before the war began. In other words, we don't understand how much war pushes things around. And if there's one emphasis that I've been trying to make clearly throughout this, is that Eurasia is going to look different as a result of how this war comes out. And that this war and the peace, or whatever, comes at the end of it, is going to cast as long a shadow over this 21st century as Versailles did over the 20th century. So I think that what's diagnostic is this thing about the missiles. I mean, if you want to win, you get there firstest with the mostest, and you beat the stuffing out of the people. But the minute you've beaten them, you then stop. You say, all right, you're beaten. Now let's sit down and talk about what we're going to do. But until you beat them, you're not going to have meaningful negotiations. And my sense is that in Washington, you've got Mr. Biden, who says he's going to stay with this, and Blinken says we're going to stay with the Ukrainians to the end, but the end resembles a mathematical approach, an asymptotic approach, in which the curve never quite crosses the x-axis. I mean, we just get closer and closer and closer and closer and closer, but we never actually cross it. The decisive victory would be a crossing, and that means that you can't go on, because you can't say in warfare, as you can in mathematics, that if you've got a whole bunch of victories, well, you can take that as being a victory and just call it one, even though you haven't really gotten there yet. You can't do that. So I think that's what Mr. Biden is. He's talking about this kind of asymptotic approach to peace, in which the amount of conflict decreases and the amount of negotiation increases until finally you've got more negotiation and you have what we call a peace process, which can go on long enough to keep many people well paid for their whole lives. Then we have Mr. Trump, the well-known strategist, who has said that he would finish the whole thing in 24 hours, didn't he say?
Something exaggerated.
I mean, this is insane. This is just absolutely, this has no connection with the reality of war as we have known it for thousands of years, East and West, the only exception being the lightning American evacuation of Afghanistan. But if Trump I think what Trump believes is that he can somehow make a kind of a personal real estate type deal with the Russians. But there are nations, there are interest groups, there is pride, there's a lot there that this is a no starter. And then there are people who say, look, what is this Ukraine? Who ever heard of it? I mean, I heard something about Cossacks, maybe. But this has got nothing to do with us. I mean, this is not even the German language zone. This is the Slavic language zone. It's a long way from us. And therefore, these people fail to understand the geopolitical interests of the United States. And I haven't heard anybody who is holding public office by election rather than by appointment talking sense, talking real military sense about this war. That's even true of the administration. I don't think that there's anybody in the administration who can give what I would consider to be a cogent, well-argued and straightforward briefing on American war aims in this war and war means.
What is our national interest in the event that Russia destabilizes? How do we succeed from that?
Well, the first thing we do, I think, is we have to resist the temptation to try to help the good guys or something. We have to realize that we're just not equipped to affect how power changes in Russia. We have to contain it. We have to indicate that we have no desire to subjugate Russia or to give her a Versailles Treaty and a guilt clause and, you know, infinite reparations and all the rest, that we're ready for a reasonable peace. But we hand it over to you, Russians. You are the experts at transitions in power, in which the key things occur behind closed doors without our knowledge. We know that, so we'll just sit still until you have figured out who your leadership team is or your leader and what their policies are. But we'll be damn sure that your power struggle does not spill even a few drops into neighboring countries.
Professor H.J. Machender, International Relations, Six Capital, Six Points of View. The ally of Russia is the People's Republic of China. What is its point of view 2 years into the war, waiting for the counteroffensive by Ukraine. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get your project started right with our huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, from installing a walkway to setting a post. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big money.